need to be replaced or repaired are in the state of California. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Day it is. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl, Linda Bott, and Bad Bob Belongi. All of us here together, 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning. Linda had two shows last night at the at Wind River. Gosh, the place was just packed with people. I mean, packed with people. And the unfortunately, about, you know, she was, you know, fighting a little bit of a cold, and as of about 9:15 last night, she sounded like the Frog Princess. It was like that kind of thing. So, unfortunately, I said, you know, it may not be a good day to come into work here. So she's kind of getting her voice back into shape here. Mm. It was great shows last night. Good people. Good, really good. A lot of good people out there. Hey, Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather? I mean, you know what? If you looked at the front page of Ready.com, you know, on their online, every story is about the dam or a dam disaster, not necessarily Orville. Mm-hmm. Everything's always about dams. So what's going on with water?
Well, when we look at the dam weather, we've got cloudy skies today. Rain is likely.
Good setup, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Rain is likely tonight, 1 to 2 inches, and some winds gusting up around 20, 30 miles an hour. So with the ground already pretty saturated and more coming down, probably not a good day to be downwind of that gray pine. Tomorrow will be
which is right in my and it's over my fence line in the property next on a steep hillside.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it. It kind of ruins the ambiance of the backyard. I'm just waiting for it to go down. I go over there, you know, in the evening and push on it. You know, I just push on it just a little bit. Just a little push. I don't know how much more it needs.
Rain will continue for the next several days. See a slight break on Saturday, and then another series of storms kicks in throughout next week. They lifted the possibility of thunderstorms on Thursday, but we're going to see 3-4 inches of rain over the next few days. Right now in Redding, we have 49 degrees. We'll check on Shasta Lake's levels here shortly. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A great company, Shasta Gas Propane, owned by Chuck and Junie Kitty. Where their customers are warm friends and discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck's a veteran himself. Give him a call, 365-3793. Now, we got Patrick Henry Jones coming in here today at 7:15. Former mayor of the city of Reading and city councilman. And, you know, I just want to talk to Patrick and say, okay, Patrick, all the things you said, are they coming to fruition? You know, are they coming home to roost for the city? How you're fighting things, trying to get, you know, unfunded liabilities and all this. And then he was thrown from, I shouldn't say thrown. He was not reelected.
He did not make the vote.
Yeah. Right. Okay, everybody, all my friends out there. We launched our new website.
May have noticed a slight change in the chat room.
Right. Well, now, in the chat room, you just go up to the, you know, front page and you look for live. It doesn't say chat. It just says live. So you go up there and you click on live. It takes you right to the chat room. And it gives you two or three opportunities to sign up. Now, you can just say, I just want to be anonymous, and that's it. And you will become anonymous, as I did for my first post. And then I said, or you can just give a screen name. So I did that for my second post. And I said, good morning, because the M didn't type. So then I came back and I tried to type morning. And this is really an officious chat room process or program we have here, because it says, it looks like spamming. Don't do it again, or you'll be restricted. And I thought, He wasn't obviously not talking to me. So I typed morning again, and I got restricted for 15 minutes from chat. So, as I wrote later, do not retype words in the chat. It may threaten you with a spam restriction. So maybe if it's just more, you know, maybe it's, if it's more than one word. But if it threatens you with a spam restriction, believe it. It will. It'll take you off the chat for 15 minutes. A work in progress that we have here. But I like the website a lot better. We need it. It's updated. We got to get things. We got to start pushing more stuff through this. Blogs and all the things. So I hope you like it. We're doing a whole lot of new things
bordered
here. Yeah, enough of that. And we've got some really good developers out there working on this down over the cloud, over at Cloud Potential and CloudWise Academy. These guys are really popping away at it. So, okay, here's a big story for me right now. Well, here's one. Trump has okayed disaster aid to California. He hasn't put it through the foreign embassies, you know, we have here, because we do want to
be.
You
mean the president that the state legislature refuses to recognize?
Right. He gave the state, I don't know how many, $100 million, $100 billion, I don't know, whatever it was, to try and fix all this stuff. Because they've been ordered now, the feds have said, you will fix this dam. Well, gee, okay. Anyway. But he has done that. The disaster relief is on its way. Let's talk about General Flynn, part two. Now, if you remember yesterday, I was saying, you know what, Flynn lied. He came out. He lied to Pence. Pence goes out there, and and when that happens, now it's maybe not lying, maybe it's misleading, maybe it's omitting a couple of things. But whatever it does, it's all the same thing. It loses, you lose confidence in your national security advisor. But here's the real story. I mean, you say, oh, that's a huge story. No, the huge story is this, my friends. The intel apparatus that we have here in the United States, did they have a warrant to record an American citizen? No, he's talking to the Russian ambassador. But do they have a warrant to be able to
they give those FIFA things?
Yeah, to be able to record him. Let me tell you something. We were running counter drug ops along the border, and we had people listening in. And as soon as they were identified as an American citizen, that tape was destroyed on the spot. It was destroyed. We didn't use it. We didn't pull it in, even though it could have been good information. As soon as we could identify they were American citizen, boom, it was gone. We take it seriously. I mean, we did. But now we've got here. Here seems to be the story, is that they are not leaks anymore. This is kind of like a river of information that's flowing out of these intel agencies and the State Department news going straight to the media. And the next question you have to ask yourself is this, is who are they going after next? Who are they going to go after next by you be able to use the incredible collections, capabilities of our government? Are they going to start targeting Trump people?
Absolutely.
If that's the case, absolutely, then we've got a real problem here. Because this using your intel, using the intel that you have and the tremendous collection capabilities, and you start targeting politicians, what makes us different than from, say, Russia?
Yeah, well, therein lies
or
the
China.
Interesting.
Yet the media is just sucking this up.
The federal agencies have just been top-loaded with what amounts to Clinton operatives.
Well, Clinton, Obama.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, and here's the
and
latest.
Now they're the fifth column for the Democrats.
Well, the thing about it is, it's not that people shouldn't, it's not that people shouldn't be punished for doing their thing. For doing things wrong. However, it's kind of like this. When you start going down that road, where's it going to stop? I mean, now does it mean they can collect on all of us? This whole thing is messed up. Hey, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show. Hey, we spent the night last night in Wind River. With my love. With my love.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, I spent the night there. That's why I'm wearing the same clothes. It's kind of like I had the kind of the shame walk, the walk of shame, because I come out of the Wind River Hotel in the morning and I'd forgotten to bring in another shirt and all that. So I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing last night, and so I come out dragging my bag. You know, it's the walk of shame. You know, the guards kind of like looked away. You know, but tonight I'm in my Sleep Number bed. And this is a time of the year you got to go out. You got to try it. Just go on down. This is what I'm going to tell you. Just go on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down. Lay on those beds. It's rated number one, highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. Consumer Reports says it's the best mattress out there. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose what you want to sleep, the firmness you want to sleep in. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And trust me, we sleep so well together. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, because right now you can save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99, under $600. Head on down there. Patrick Henry Jones is in the studio, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to get him jump started, and when we come back.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, February 17th on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, bad Bob Longy, and now we got Patrick Henry Jones here. Let me tell you, Linda's trying to get her voice back. I'm thinking, does this mean that maybe I can just, like, you know, if we get into a, you know, those very, 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 very rare arguments that I might be able to win?
Spirited discussion.
Spirited discussion. And, of course, the answer is no, because, you know, it doesn't make a difference if they can talk or not. It's like...
Carl, the woman has a stare that will melt tank armor.
You noticed that? Yeah. I've noticed that. She just gets this look, and it's kind of like the Imperial Queen every so often. I go, wait, I didn't do anything. She says, I didn't say you did. Except now she goes, I didn't say you did. What a honey. I tell you what, she pushed through last night.
You'll be here the rest of the day then?
Oh, she did such a great job last night. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. You know what? Channel 7 is now back on BNT Satellite. There's a local company, better known business here. Does a great job out there, Doug Tooley and his people. So when you make a phone call, make it to 241-DISH, 241-3474-DISH. Don't call the 800 number, and he can help you save $100 on your bill, and he can help a veteran through you save $100 on their bill. Doesn't cost you a thing. So why don't you give them a call? Again, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley. Patrick Henry Jones is sitting right here with me.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning,
Bob. You know, Patrick, you know, there's been times I've called you, and I never get a call back. And I think, wow, I feel used. You know, Patrick, when he's running, Patrick has, you know, now he doesn't call me back, doesn't write, doesn't even do anything. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, geez, you know, God, Patrick, I thought we were, you know, like buds or something.
But, well, it's, you know, when you're out of politics, it's a different life. It's a different world. You actually have to go back and make a living and pay your taxes and work hard, you know. And,
oh, wait a minute. It mean because the city of Reading paid you so much money you didn't have to work?
Yeah.
What was it, 50 bucks a month? What? How much is it?
$502
a month. $502 a month. And come on, I don't even think you took that, did you?
I took that, but I didn't take any of the retirement.
Oh, the health retirement.
No PARS, no PERS, no medical, no vision, no dental.
Should have, buddy. Everybody else does.
Well, but that's why I'm here today.
Okay, you know what? One of the things that I was talking to you about something else, and this came up, and I thought, you know, it's time to hear Patrick Henry Jones again when he comes in to say that. Do you feel kind of vindicated?
Well, I feel mad, Carl.
Well,
I'm mad.
But everything that you and Gary were saying, it has just come up in double now. It has just come up even more. And both things you all were talking about, that, you know, both of you lost your re-elections.
Yes.
Based on a lot of these things that you're saying, it's coming true now.
Well, but the problem with that is that city staff, and particularly our city manager, who is the top executive officer, Kurt Starman, they all knew this. You know, so it's not, and to be honest, me compared to Kurt Starman, I'm a rookie compared to his level of expertise with the city finances. And, you know, when I got elected, and I served for 8 years in the city, and I was very happy to do so, but I could see from the very first month that I was there at City Hall, starting in December of 2006, that we were overspending in the general fund. We were not being frugal with our finances, and city staff, and particularly with Mr. Starman, were simply overspending and living higher than what we should have. And it was clear to me that that was the case. And I can point out many things over the years. You know, we can look at Big League Dreams and the $10 million soccer fields. We can look.
Those came before him, though, right?
He was there.
Yeah, he was
with Warren.
Right.
We can talk about the 0.7 of a percent supplemental retirement that Mr. Starman receives, that Mike Warren did, that cost us $70 million in an unfunded liability. We can talk about Stillwater, which I voted no 18, 20 times on that. You know, that thing, you know, was in the works for over 20 years, not one job created, but look at the pressure on the general fund. Take a look at a lot of different things that I voted no on and was criticized for voting no on. And all those things now today would have really helped us solve the crime problem here in Reading. And city administration knew these things, and they continued to spend. Whenever there was unattached money, they spent it about as quick as you could. And what they were counting on was an improved economy. And if they couldn't get an improved economy, they could certainly raise the sales tax, the public They would fight, you know, they would cry foul with public safety, and the public would increase sales tax to get them out of the jam. And of course, the public was smart enough to know that that was not the case, and the public doesn't trust this council and this administration. And unfortunately, I can't talk, Carl, about most of the things that occur in closed session at City Hall because they're all attorney-client privileged, and so I I can't talk about a lot of the details that I would really love to let the public know about, and I think it would paint a very different picture. Very disappointed with the newspaper. They have an opportunity. They have a responsibility to get to the truth and put some pressure on City Hall to make sure that these kinds of things aren't happening. So here's what's going to happen, and this is what former council member Cad and myself were worried about, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to continue to see a decrease in general funds. We're going to see the pilot case with Walt McNeil, and that's where...
Which has kept a kind of a low profile.
Low profile, but it'll come around here fairly soon, and that's where the city is essentially stealing approximately $8 million a year out of the electric utility and putting over into the general fund.
Out the other side on this, there's other cities that do this.
Without a vote of the public.
Well, yes, I know it's without the vote of the public, but there are other cities that are doing this. This isn't right.
And that's of course, what the city continues to always say is, hey, all these other cities do it, so we can too.
And the whole pilot thing is based on Walt McNeil saying, well, you know what, this is a tax, and the people never got a chance to vote on this.
And we had a chance to send that to the voters. That's what Walt McNeil came to us and politely asked us, hey, the law has changed. Put this to the vote of the people. I supported that, but city staff did not. And you know what their response was? Hey, even if we lose in 4 or 5 years, we're up $30-40 million into the general fund. That was their attitude. Well, that's coming now. And I believe that's why Mr. Starman is leaving this ship before it's completely sailed. You know, so we have some serious problems coming up, and they were all solvable and fixable, but you've got to reduce your spending. You have to be tough negotiators. You've got to control your labor costs, which we have not done. You've seen the pay increases that they continue to do despite all the other things.
But yet the unions are paying more into the retirement. They're paying more into their health care. I mean, this thing's going on. New hires are coming under a completely different system than the old hires. I mean, at least they've started taking the steps. So here's the question, Patrick. I mean, yes, we should have never gotten into this, first of all. You're right. But now we're in it. And they're starting to do it. What else can we do?
So here's what you have to do.
I tell you what, you hang on to that. I'm going to take an early break on that one. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on Eureka and Court Street. And you're not going to find a better place or a better club to work out anywhere in this town. They've got an indoor saltwater pool, which is just great to work out in. It saves wear and tear on bones, ligaments, and joints. They also have a finest collection of equipment and free weights that you're going to find in the city of Reading. They have top-notch instructors, the place is clean, and they have Boheme Spas in it, too. So after you have a good workout, hey, you can go to Boheme Spa, as Bob does, and gets a facial. Well, he gets a upper facial since he has a beard. Come experience this. And just go on down there and say, hey, you know, I'd like to see, you know, just a tour through there. I'd like to work out here. Just give them a call, 768-1205, or just stop by there. They're more than happy to show you around. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back with Patrick Henry Jones and his answer on how to fix everything.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
This was Patrick's theme song during his tenure.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda. Linda is, of course, recovering from three hours of singing last night, and she had a cold going into it, so her voice is a little hoarse today. It's 49 degrees, going up to 67 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of June. Yeah, the 15th of February. I'm just right into summer already. 15th of February, 2017. Hope everybody's doing great. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Guys, it's not too late to go down there and still rescue yourself for Valentine's Day. if you made a little mistake, they've got great, great Mary Savers down there inside in Four Winds Jewelry, right there. Go on down. It's a great place. The only full-service jewelry shop in town. Of Reading and super people down there, Rebecca and Henry, just great people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Yesterday, I know you'd never get caught in this because you always plan ahead. But yesterday, I needed to pick up some flowers, so I tried it down to the store, and I'm not going to say what store it is. It wasn't a flower store; it was another store, and it was a line of men. All of us had something in our hands for this. And the only woman in the line had groceries. She wasn't buying candy, cards,
flowers. It's like a double standard, isn't it?
Double standard. It seemed like a double standard to me. I mean, it was funny. I mean, you look. I looked around behind me. I looked everybody. I'm looking. Guys were out, you know. So how much did you spend on your sweetie?
I spent $243.82, as I recall.
How much?
$243.82.
It's a percentage of how long you've been dating, I understand.
Oh.
So you've been dating for what?
Over 2 years.
2 years? Well, and see, it's supposed to be like 15% times two. So it's like, oh, man, you really spent over.
Wow.
So, I mean, you did. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Must have been a huge diamond ring.
Actually,
once you give jewelry, you cannot go back.
Actually, it was roses and a Tractor Supply gift card.
Yes! God, that's just...
Isn't
you're the man. Okay. All right. Patrick Henry Jones is here with me.
You have to ask yourself, how did I get here?
You know, Patrick, you never cease to just break me up here, man.
You asked for it.
Well, I did, you know, and you always tell the truth. Okay, so how do we fix this? When we left, this is where we are.
Right.
And do you think that's why Kurt's leaving?
It's why he's leaving. There's no reason for him to leave. I'm pretty certain if the tax increase had... if the voters had approved that, he'd probably stay to retirement. But there's no real logical reason why you'd leave early. He's going to leave a lot of money on the table. Now, that doesn't
mean...
He's going to take a lot with him. I mean, he's going to retire once he's going to be able to draw $23,000, $24,000 a month.
Well, man.
So he'll still be okay, but...
He can go to law school.
It's not normal that you leave prior unless there's a pending emergency or something, and that's the case. And so... he's kind of getting out of Dodge before some of the more serious issues come around. And the new city manager that will take effect after May will have to deal with all these problems. My recommendation, nothing to be unturned. You have to address everything. First, we're not talking about enterprise funds. We're talking about how to improve the general fund so that we can beef up public safety. And that means department by department, you have to make cuts where it's not necessary. Now, we did this. We already have essentially the template. In the Great Recession, we had to cut, 5, 6, 7, 10%, even more, department by department. And that means in the Parks Department. That might mean changing your hours on your beloved library. But what's more important, the safety of the city with public safety or keeping more hours of the library? So you got to make those kinds of decisions.
There are going to have to be some tough decisions here. Patrick, I got Brian Daly on the phone and Assemblyman Brian Daly, and Brian has been out at Oroville for, several days now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Great. What's the situation out there?
So as of yesterday, Carl, the existing spillway that has – so there's two spillways. There's the emergency spillway, and then there's the regular spillway, the chute, we call it. And it deteriorated some, but it came back to solid footing where it's not deteriorating anymore. And so as of yesterday, they were still releasing 100,000 cubic feet per second. We had somewhere between 35 and 40,000 cubic feet coming in. So we're going in the right direction. We're reducing the water in the reservoir so that for this next storm. So that's what's going on in Oroville. It's in a good spot right now. There's a lot of damage been done to the structure itself, but not anything that's serious to the dam. The dam itself is completely intact. There's been no erosion to it at all. Just the spillway is where the main amount of erosion was, and then on the emergency spillway. So right now they're putting some rock in on the emergency spillway and shoring it up, and they're working on that as we speak. There was also, in my opinion, a flaw in the design. There was a power line that ran right through where the emergency spillway flow was going to go. So that power line was in jeopardy. They're moving that power line out of the way so that if we end up with another event with a large amount of flow coming in, it will then be out of the way. So the emergency spillway, if it had to be used, we could use that spillway without taking out the power line. So a lot of debris has been, and by the way, it's been lifted so that folks can go back into their homes. It's still on alert. We're still watching, but people are allowed to go back into their homes. A lot of silt has been washed into the river, and that silt is a caused the water to back up into where the power plant's at. And so they're trying to get that opened up so that water will be able to allow it to run downstream and keep that level down so that those power plants don't get damaged. They're not running right now. And I found out something interesting yesterday or day before when I was up there. that those power plants, when we're running about 100 to 120,000 cubic feet per second out, they don't run anyway. They have to shut them down because the water gets too high in the tail race, they call it. So they don't run when we're doing this kind of an event where we're discharging that much water. But as that ratchets back, those plants, that's the way we get water out of that reservoir after it gets below the spill gate, is through those power plants. So we want to make sure and secure those so that they can be used later on in the season where we can get water out of that reservoir. And we need that for our farms and for, you know, there's 20 million people in California that rely on water that comes out of that reservoir. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
Things seem to be somewhat stable. And, you know, we were there Friday. Well, actually, I had staff there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I showed up there Sunday evening about 9:30 at the fairgrounds, and then we toured it on Monday morning. But I got flooding all over in the district, as you guys know. You know, up in Fall River, the Pitt River was out of its banks. The Fall River was out. I mean, there were several road closures. I know you guys were reporting that all through the district. And we had a lot of moisture piled up. For example, at our house, there was probably about a foot of snow. And we're at 4,000 feet. And then as you go up in elevation, that just was adding more feet. You know, we had a lot of snow and Mount Shasta area, and then we had the rains, just the torrential rains for 2 days, and you know, it melted all that snow, and it has somewhere to go. It has to go downhill.
Well, I tell you what, I just saw too is that Trump's okayed the money coming in for disaster relief. Are they going? And they also said they're going to have to repair the. Of course, they're going to have to repair the dam, the spillway, but also then to bring the emergency spillway up, you know, so that they're not going to have this problem. That would
right.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
So there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done on the existing spillway and the emergency spillway over time. But for right now, we just need to get that emergency spillway set so that if we have to use it, it's available. And then we'll also we'll have to come in, and it's going to take, you know, months of construction work to replace the existing chute spillway to where it's functional again.
Wow. Well, I appreciate it. I know you've been up there all the time. How are the people doing?
Very good. I mean, there was, an emergency time, you see the outpouring. I mean, the churches opened up their doors. People opened up their doors. It's amazing to see how, Californians come together. We've been through a lot of natural disasters. We've had fire and floods and earthquakes, and it's just amazing to see how people respond to, it's a natural disaster. You can't predict the weather, and it's unfortunate that there's a lot of people pointing the fingers of somebody should do this and that. But at the end of the day, you know, it failed, and that was due to a lot of water flows going down that river. And then our maintenance program, they showed the records. And so for right now, we just want to make sure people get back to their homes and that we take care of this. There's still some outlying issues with the silt that's got to get moved out of that after bay or into the river part there, because, you know, downstream a little bit, they divert that water into Thermalito, which is where they heat the water up to put it out on the rice paddies. And that's also a storage facility, too. But there's a weir down there, and if you put all that debris in there and it plugs up, it causes problems for the town of Orville, too.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well,
all right. Well, thanks,
I sure appreciate it, Brian. And just, you know, everything you're doing, and I know that you're going to be looking after the people up here.
Always. It's what my job is.
Okay.
And thank you for what you guys do there and getting the word out.
You bet, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
You bet. Bye. Okay. Used to be our senator.
Jim?
Jim Nielsen. Yeah, Senator Nielsen called in for a couple minutes yesterday, and then now Assemblyman Brian Daly is just calling in.
And now you got me doing it. Congressman Doug LaMalfa
has been updating a lot on Facebook
and keeping people connected.
I tell you, somebody else is, too, is Deborah Lucero, who is just, I mean, she has just been a nonstop Facebook presence about everything that's happening on. Of course, Deborah is head of the Shasta County Arts Council here and all that. Anyway, we're here with Patrick Henry Jones, and we were right into it when saying the only way we're going to save this, the only way we're going to make this work is some really hard cuts, or how about, is it time to come back to a four-day work week?
No, that isn't going to solve the problem. The
problem, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Well, it's the city deserves to run. The taxpayers deserve to have a functional city.
Yeah, but
and there's ways to do it without having to go to a 4-day work week.
How many people really noticed that 4 days had an impact on their lives?
Well, it can be done. We've obviously done it before. But we've done it differently, too.
Okay. Okay, and, so what's your solution?
And so department by department, you have to cut out the fat. We did this in the Great Recession, and the city didn't fall apart. But also, the council members, the current council members, have to be much tougher in labor negotiations. They have to contain their costs and keep those costs down. You know, a great deal of the general fund is in labor costs. And you have to control those costs. And to be honest, over the last two decades, it's been a serious concern. And I can't tell you how many times I voted no on pay increases because we simply cannot afford it. Do you realize today, Carl, just and I don't want to pick on the firefighters, but I have to because it's a problem. The average cost for a firefighter in the city of Reading, and that's firefighters, captains, battalion chiefs, so forth, is $183,000 cost to the taxpayer per individual. We have around 80 of them. That limits our ability to staff our stations correctly when you have that kind of cost because you didn't control your labor costs. So you have to do it differently. And I do not care about any other city how they do it. There is 100 cities in California that mm-hmm. are older, more broke than we are. You have to not look at what their failed efforts are. You have to do it differently. And there are different ways to do it. But this council has to rise up, and they need a city leader, your top executive officer, that is willing to do so. We need more police presence, not less. And what we're about to get is less. That's going to make the city even worse. I would consider today, as far as crime and the livability of the city, to be extremely poor, the worst I've ever seen it in my life. And it makes it very depressing. Another way to improve your city is you've got to reduce your impact fees. They're too high. When we did that, and overrode staff's recommendations to do that, we increased the amount of money coming into the city. We increased jobs. We put $16 million into the economy quickly, and we put people to work. City staff's recommendation, raise the impact fees. Control growth. Slow it down. They're in a slow growth mentality, and it's killing us. The city of Reading today has lost 4,000 people from 10 years ago. We have shrank. Our city is dying. We have to start growing it. It has to have a complete change. We have to have a culture change at City Hall. And well, we have a great opportunity to do so here coming in May.
Okay. And so you truly believe then, and we got to take a break after this, you truly believe then that the next city manager, you should come from outside the area?
Well, ideally, unfortunately, he'll probably come from California because of the vast amount of laws and regulations we have.
Outside Reading.
It would. Yes, I do believe that, yes. Okay. And hopefully he's just very, very frugal. He recognizes what we have. He can see that we're overspending in the general fund. It would be like an average person taking out 50 visas and maxing them out, but being able to pay the monthly payment but not on the principal. That's what the city has done, and we're now in a tight spot. And without improved growth, we're in trouble. Without in tax increases, we're in trouble. But the public does not trust the council on spending the money because they've proven in the past that when they have a tax increase, they often spend it on other things. We've seen it time and time again. The bottom line is you have to live within your means. You have to spend the general fund monies very frugally, which they have not done. They've done every pet project time and time again. I was criticized, Carl, time and time again for voting no on such things, just like the Riverfront Playhouse purchase. You know, that was a $500,000 purchase, not the biggest one in the world, but that came right out of the general fund. And those are the kinds of things that get us in trouble. That could have hired several police officers for a while. We have to quit spending in the general fund, get down to the fundamentals of what the government is for, and cut out everything else, and it'll get us shored up again. The new city manager, I hope that is what they contemplate.
Well, now, somebody says here, freeze hiring. We have two city managers, assistant city managers. They should be able to run the city.
I agree. We have too many employees. You have to cut. You have to thin it down department by department, and so I made that recommendation.
So should this be, if we hire a new city manager, somebody comes in with the fresh ideas, then we start getting rid of all these other city managers that we have?
I'm not opposed to that at all, and I don't think we need fresh ideas. you've got to manage your budget. You can't overspend your general fund. It's pretty basic, really. But they've been spending wildly, and now we're in trouble. And the public isn't going to bail you out with another tax increase. It's just that simple. You've got to control your spending. It's, you know, we
just
look
like
at
your house.
It's just like your house and your own private business.
Yeah.
You have to control your costs.
It'd be nice to know that every 2 weeks I'm going to get so much money. It'd be nice to know that.
It'd be nice, but you don't know that, do you?
We don't know that, not in private business. Patrick Henry Jones has been our guest. He's going to have to run here because he actually has to go to work now.
I'm going to go try to make some sales tax money for the city. Right
there
now.
You go, right there. Thanks a lot, Patrick, for coming in.
Don't, thank you, Carl.
Now,
thank you, Bob.
The other thing is you've got a gun show coming.
Gun show coming up March 4th and 5th, Holiday Inn Convention Center, and should be a very good show. And, you know, get your ammo. We got ammo registration coming up, and get that before that goes into effect. And so we should have a good show, Holiday Inn Convention Center, March 4th and 5th.
Okay, you're going to be back before that, so we'll talk about it. Okay, thanks a lot,
Patrick. All right, Carl. Thank you, Bob.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after you.
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. Remember Punch from Chips? Well, I can't wait to come to town with America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Eric Estrada.
And here's how you can be part of the excitement.
February 1st through 23rd, Swipe to Win entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings every day at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. for your chance to win show tickets.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Over $10,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be won at each show. Plus, your chance to win $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show, Friday, February 24th at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So join me, Eric Estrada, and get in on all the fun.
Swipe to win, play to win, and spend your Valentine's month with heartthrob Eric Estrada. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to WinRiver.com. Eric Estrada, only at the River.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Good morning, everybody. About 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 49 degrees going up to 67 today. We're going to have rain. Is rain starting the day there, Bad Bob?
Late tonight is the forecast. I'll check the radar here on our KCNR radar scope, which is really an app on my iPad.
Wait a minute. Here comes the helicopter report.
Yeah.
Hey, the traffic out there on Eureka looks pretty
actually,
good.
Actually, for those of you who have...
Okay, watch out. Here, we're going to just kind of move back over to the other side of the city. Okay.
Actually, for those of you who have an iPad or similar device, the Storm app from Weather Underground.
You know
really
what? You
handy.
Should stop saying that. I loved it when you used to say, on KCNR, weather scope shows us.
A little
this.
Dish on top of the building going, real, real, real.
Okay, look, this, we're sitting here with, you know, not only do we have Patrick Henry Jones come rolling in, but then we have Gary Cadd rolled in right after him, as Patrick Henry has to go open the store.
We did not plan this.
We didn't plan this. This is not, well, I planned on Patrick Henry, but not Gary Cadd. Okay, good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I was just heading down 44, coming west back into town from the Bible study that I attend on Wednesday mornings, and heard you and Patrick having a conversation, so I figured I'd stop by real quick and say hello. So, hello.
Hello. Yeah, so, Patrick's saying the only way we're going to fix this problem is to cut spending dramatically and push the funds over to the public safety people.
Well,
which means your parks. What's wrong with going back to a 4-day work week?
Well, there's probably nothing wrong with it. You need to sit down and discuss what people out there are probably groaning hearing me say that, but yeah.
That are working 5 days a week are going, wait a minute, I only work
well,
4 days.
Yeah, then. Yeah. But we need to save money. We're in a real money problem. But one thing that you folks weren't talking about that let me pop in the conversation is an unelected mayor.
Well, you know what? I didn't ask him about that, but this is something I think maybe we're getting into the time that we need to have an elected position that leads this city forward, because a city council essentially is leaderless because you have to get three people to agree on something.
Well,
and the
right.
City manager, you know, a good city manager is, you know, can give suggestions and all that. But I, you know, we're at that point where we need a mayor. I think we need a good mayor, and then he can just pull everything and he can push things out there, and he can. I just say a full time, you pay him money, mayor.
Well, and it's someone that you can get their attention. You know, if they're elected every 2 years, you would elect a council member for 4 years and elect a mayor every 2 years. That's what some of the cities in California are doing recently. But you'd have more command. The people would have more command on what's going on. You take a look at the wages that we're paying the present city manager. I think that the June this last year, the report came out that I think is at salary-wise at $237,000, and I think there's some raises that other employees have gotten that he will automatically get by his contract.
Well, the question is, you know, how much do you pay the guy? And so, is a city manager coming in here? And how big is the budget? $30 million? $300 million?
Well, the total city budget with RU and everything else is probably over $300
million. So $300 million. So he's running a $300 million business. So how much do you pay somebody to do that, to be your chief operations officer? You know, if you're in private business, you're going to pay them probably what they're being paid. But he's not – this is not private. And here's my answer to that when I talk to business people who pay people like that. Because, you know, you've got a huge operation. Guess what? You know, you pay these guys. But here's the difference. You're a public employee.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in private business. You shouldn't be getting the kind of salaries that private businesses get, because you've got a guaranteed retirement. These other businesses don't. You know, private business, you put your money in a 401. It's not like the old days where where my dad worked for Swift & Company for 30 years and he had a retirement at the end of that.
Well, if you have a CEO of a corporation that's up and running and doing and profitable. But would you say that City of Reading is up and running and profitable at the moment as far as the amount of money we have to take care of?
No. It's not working right now. But what I'm saying is, I'm just talking about salaries.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about this as a sense that here we are. We're paying more money right now to the police than we were 5 years ago by $1 million a year because of pensions and health care and all this. And yet we are,
42 individuals
officers
down.
Yeah. You know, and I know this makes Paletti crazy too, but But there's where our budget is. So you know what? If we're not going to get a pass a tax increase, which we're not, then we need to do some serious soul searching here, and they need to go down to every one of these departments except the police,
yeah,
and say cut 10%.
Well, Chief Paletti was just here a minute ago, and he and I were talking, and we were talking about the police during the most recent campaign. I don't dislike the police. I love our police department, and the chief knows that. But it's the amount of money that we don't have that we need to put in, and we need
nobody's. But see, here we are. We don't have the money, and we don't have, and yet we continue to do silly things. You know, there should be a freeze immediately. First thing, it's kind of like building the wall. The mm-hmm. first thing is there's a freeze on all raises.
Right.
All raises, there's a freeze. And then we need to go back. You know, the ones that are paying, you know, more and more, you know, more into their health, more into that, that's fine. We do that. But it's got to just continue like this. We have to get in this austere budget thing. And, you know, there shouldn't be another raise until we get ourselves out of this mess. And if people are going to quit for that, well, then so long.
That's the way it is.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Sheriff Tom Basinko joining us right after the news. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's call for NATO's nations to up the ante when it comes to defense spending is getting support today from NATO Secretary Jean Stoltenberg. He told NATO leaders gathered in Brussels the fact that many partners have increased their spending is a step in the right direction.
This is significant, but it is not enough. We have to continue to increase defense spending across Europe and Canada.
It had been a campaign promise of Mr. Trump to force many NATO partners to increase their share of the financial burden. President Trump has his first meeting at the White House today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ahead of that get-together, a senior White House official told reporters yesterday that Trump is eager to begin facilitating a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Residents of a coastal area southwest of Houston are cleaning up debris after severe storms, including at least six tornadoes that swept through the area. Brian Smith at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says that means winds clocked at between 111 and 135 miles an hour.
There were a few injuries with one of those tornadoes, with, I think, the most intense tornado producing a brief area of EF2 damage.
At least six people were injured in a town about 70 miles southwest of Houston by a tornado that ranked slightly weaker as an EF1. U.S. consumer prices rose in January at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, strengthening the case for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates.
The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 0.6% last month. A 7.8% jump in gasoline prices accounted for almost half the increase. Leaving out volatile food and energy prices, consumer inflation rose 0.3%. Overall, consumer prices rose 2.5% from a year earlier.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The major index is thriving in early trading. The Dow is up about 70 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The White House is clarifying that President Trump asked for Michael Flynn's resignation because he had lost trust in his national security advisor.
President Trump was informed on January 26 that Michael Flynn had misled the administration about his conversations with the Russians. And Press Secretary Sean Spicer said an eroding level of trust is what led the president to ask for Flynn's resignation.
The issue, pure and simple, came down to a matter of trust.
and the president concluded that he no longer had the trust of his national security advisor.
Spicer said the White House counsel concluded there was nothing illegal about the nature of Flynn's conversations with the Russian ambassador in December.
That's Greg Clugston reporting. The IRS is following President Trump's executive order on health care by easing enforcement of the very unpopular Obama-era requirement for people to have coverage or risk fines. Trump directed federal agencies to ease the health law's rules after he took office. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. After exceeding a city height limit, builders of a Connecticut mosque are wrestling with how to cut 24 feet from its soaring crescent-topped minarets.
The city of New Haven has halted all construction on the building until the mosque figures out what to do about the 81-foot towers sent from Turkey. A building permit was issued for a height of 57 feet. A city spokesman says he knows of no complaints about the mosque. He says it's simply a matter of compliance with the permit.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Factories appear to be rebounding after 2 years of stagnation. The Federal Reserve says U.S. factory output rose by 0.2% in January as manufacturers cranked out more steel, machinery, and electronics. U.S. home builders feeling a little less confident this month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index has fallen to 65, down from a reading of 67 on that scale last month. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, everybody, we have a new website. It's open. It's innovative. In the chat room, this is the first time we've launched it, and you know the you can chat in it. But I want everybody to kind of experiment with it because now we're trying to figure out how do you get into the private messaging, but yeah. Then you have to register. But the extra says, wait a minute, then NSA can follow me. Extra, I promise you, man, I have got a firewall out there that the NSA is not looking at what you say on this chat room, okay?
If you have suggestions for improvement, there's actually an email address on the page to contact the webmaster, and we will see which ones we can implement. Calm down.
Okay, see, a lot of you are just coming in as anonymous, and it says, oh, registration, color bars, and smiley faces, this is a liberal site. No, and then somebody says, no, this was designed by fascist Nazis. I love it. I love our chat room. You guys are a bunch of crazy people out there. I love it. Now, what I've got to figure out is it will not let me register with my own name. It says that name's already in use. By who? This is a brand new chat room. Who's using Carl? Okay. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
The weather looks like they're going to get more wet feet down at the sheriff's office.
Hey, we're not wet. We're not wet yet.
Sheriff Tom Basinko is here. No, Tom's not wet because
his deputies
carry him in from his car into the building. That's why he's not wet.
They're running a water taxi service down.
Are you saying you don't have 2 inches of water in your parking lot?
And I said the office isn't wet.
Oh, okay. Your office is on the fourth floor, man.
We got more rain coming, 1 to 2 inches tonight, more tomorrow, maybe a rumble of thunder. That's right off the forecast. Winds up around 20-plus miles an hour. If you are downwind of one of those big pine trees, take a good look at it. Rain will continue for the next several days. We could see, 3-4 inches. A little bit of a break on Saturday, and then a new round of storms. And this is why they're letting so much water. Shasta Lake was within 6 feet of the top. They've let out a significant amount of water. It's now down 11 feet. Currently in Redding, we have, last I looked, 50 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business where their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny.
hire veterans down there at their business and won an award for that. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business right here in town that voted best in the North State. I mean, you're starting to see these. You're starting to see, you know, progression here. We have veteran-owned businesses that are the best, and that's what Alliance Heating and Air is. If you've got a heating or cooling system, you want them to take care of it for you. This is who we use. We endorse Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And somebody else that we endorse with, you know, maybe one or two reservations, but mostly not, is Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
Good morning, Carl and Bob. Thanks for having me again.
So, again, is it true? Is it true that you have a special walkway from the parking lot where the sheriff's office is so you don't get wet?
It is not true. In fact, I was down there about 10:30 last night just checking on things. Parts of Park Marina are closed due to flooding and water across the roadway. And they cross the street, like at the Beadman store. They had water and sandbags in front of their store. That RV park.
The Beadman?
The Beadman.
Well, I mean, that place, the RV park's gone.
They might already have water into the Beadman, perhaps.
I mean, I can't see how they wouldn't have.
And then the RV park, there are some RVs right up close to the Beadman that haven't been impacted yet. But a lot of the RVs were moved out even prior weeks. So they did increase some of the street closure on Park Marina. Sheriff's office, we were closed for the last 2 days due to the flooding blocking our driveway, so we didn't want to see anybody get hurt or have their car flood out there. But there's no water into our building. We did. We always talk about taking precautionary measures and encouraging everybody to take precaution and be prepared. So we prepared, and we put sandbags around our building. Had a inmate crew come through, and
not all of us have an inmate crew there.
So it makes it a little bit.
Hey, can I borrow an inmate crew?
Makes it a little bit easier. So in just 8 hours, they had a complete sandbag ring around the building there, and so we're ready.
Tote that barge, lift that bale.
We're ready, but they do some incredible work too. So thanks to the inmate crew from Sugar Pine.
Have a little lunch and land in jail.
So everything is continuing. We're having meetings daily. And when I say we, it includes the Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Anderson Fire, City of Anderson with the manager coming in, Redding Fire Department, the Shasta County Public Works that has all the roads for the counties, Cal Fire, and we have the Bureau of Reclamation that's responsible for the releases and the water management in the dams attending the meetings as well. So
I know that right across from you is those dental offices from Roger Cowling's office.
Right.
That I saw him in a kayak, you know, earlier on. But I guess they've got a lot of water there.
They are probably is lapping up right on top of their deck or real close to coming in.
Because they're a raised deck up there too.
They are. It is very high right now. The releases are supposed to be right at 79,000 feet. Looks like they do fluctuate a little. They crept up a little bit last night, which had great concerns for us because we weren't notified, they did creep up last night to about 83,000 cubic feet a second, and that can cause a difference.
That's
of
a lot of water.
That's a lot of water, but in vertical rise, it's about 6 inches or so when we see it.
Oh, really?
And so that can make a big difference of whether it's in your business or in your house or not.
Caldwell Park in the statue. This was the one that got to me. The statue of the mayor. The only thing that was showing at Caldwell Park was his head. I mean, that's what, a 6-foot statue or a 7-foot statue?
So water is way up.
Now, how many, have we had any real emergencies yet? Or do you see the roads? My in-laws were here, and they were driving up, and they were listening to all these closures. There's a lot of roads that are closed because of storm damage that, I mean, we're getting kind of restricted to just a few roads out there.
The previous storms that came through did some significant damage to county roads. Zogmine Road out west in Igo Ono area was washed out, and it stranded a family at the end of the road, so the county had to go out, fill in the road, build a kind of a road that's about 3 foot wide for them to get out. Nelson Creek Bridge, which is in eastern Shasta County, The bridge is still there, but the roadway washed out about a bunch of feet, so you can't I didn't want to say
twenty,
and it's really 50 or 100, but it washed out the roadway to where Nelson Creek Bridge is not. There was water passing over Island Drive, which is in the Glenburn area. Big Bend had a lot of roadway washed out, and there was a roof collapse down there due to the snow.
I'm a relatively newcomer here, 10 years. I mean, I'm just a newbie. People, hardly talk to us. But Bob talks about it now, and you've been here your whole life,
right?
And so, I mean, is this? It's probably not the worst you've seen, but this is probably pretty significant going on now.
This is very significant. It goes back into there was some flooding back in the '90s, like in 1995. And then back in the 60s, about 1964, that sounds like the front of my office.
I was going to ask you, when they're going by, do the geese that are going by your office now, does it interfere with your fly fishing?
The geese were literally swinging by my office and coming up on the lawn and taking a little snack on the grass there. But
there were some
mallards there. But
whose idea was it to move into a floodplain, Tom?
Yeah. Right now we're on a little bit of an island, so we're okay. But it's a good building. Back in the 60s, if everybody knows where San Francisco Deli is, and that building is a county building that used to be Montgomery Ward's a long time ago. That building, not San Francisco Deli, but where the county building is, in that adjacent parking lot.
Right.
It's Child Family Services. And that flooded in the 60s there.
Wow.
I believe looking at the maps, it has to get above 100,000 cubic feet a second for them to be flooded. So
we've got some more stuff coming down. Now, they've dropped the level at Shasta, so you're 11 feet from the top right now. But
right. They're about 30 feet over where they want to be right now for this point in time. So that's why the releases are continuing to give them some storage. This storm that's coming in, they're anticipating that it's not going to be as severe as they thought. And this one today is going to hit a little bit farther south of us. And then the storms coming in for Thursday, Friday are going to be a little colder, dumping some snow, which won't add to the lake level at this point it's snowing. Right now.
Right
it
now.
Could later. Or if a warm storm comes in, that could pose a problem melting the snow.
Yeah, it does. Okay. That's what they're looking at in March. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of February. Are you in your wife's good graces? Were you a good guy yesterday?
I got a lead on it even on the weekend. And thank goodness for Costco because they had some nice floral arrangements and some candy. So at least I got a jump on it that way. I was talking to another guy, and I called him, and I said, hey, what are you doing? He goes, I'm out shopping for a Valentine's present. I said, really? He goes, yeah, it's the guy's way. And I said, mine was done.
As I said earlier, I was in line. There was like probably 10 guys. We all had flowers and everything.
All looking at each
all
other.
All looking at each other. Going, yeah, giving each other, the high side. We all high-fiving each other, and the only woman in the line was buying groceries.
And then she's probably looking at you guys. Really?
Really?
You waited till now?
Anyway. Hey, we'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Lysenko right after this. Right after these great messages here that keeps us on the air.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family,
Skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and an extremely irate host. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. At Free Fire Radio, 605-4567 is our phone number. We have people on the lines. Feel free to call in. We have Sheriff Tom Pasinko with us today. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, here we are in the craziest state in the nation with people down in Sacramento that are making weird laws that nobody knows, that want to leave the United States and turn around and ask for $100 million to, you know, to be help out with damage here. And they pass laws about guns. Well, we've got Sheriff with us today, but the other guy that knows a lot about guns and gun laws, John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. And he's constantly working to get his way around these stupid laws the state of California has. You got to admire that in a guy, plus the fact he's got all the guns you could possibly want. This is where we buy our guns, Bastiani Arms. All the shooting accessories, all the optics, all the reloading equipment, anything you need is down at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Great customer service, great gunsmithing, and you can get classes on concealed carry down there, too. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there. Go see them. Go see the kind of things they're going. They've got SIG 238s, which are very, very hard to find. They have them right in their counter right now. All right, we're with Sheriff Tom Pasinko, and we're talking, storm damages and such. Okay. So you all are always keeping – you guys are keeping your eye on it.
We are. We're having meetings daily regarding this situation for Shasta County. We were also assisting the region, which we're in Region 3 for the Office of Emergency Services, which is 13 Northern California counties. I'm the director of it. And we were also sending resources to Butte County with their emergency situation down there, boats and manpower and everything from Redding PD, Modoc County, Anderson PD, Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue and boats, and then all the other counties helping out Sheriff Honey and the Oroville and Butte counties. Then also it went to Sutter and Yuba counties as well in preparation. So a lot of work going on here. We are meeting daily in Shasta County with all the public safety agencies and working on keeping people informed. Of course, if there's water across a roadway, Please don't cross it if you can't see it. In front of my office the other day, another night, we were there. Somebody comes driving down Park Marina, and the water was up to their headlights, a couple of young individuals, and they're like, ha, who says the road's closed? Well, then when we left our parking lot and pulled them over, we told them who said the road is closed and had that discussion with them. Well, but that's unsafe, and you can get
so
in trouble.
So you pulled them over, the water got into their engine. They probably didn't. They probably didn't drive away.
Yeah, they did drive away.
Oh, didn't they? Okay.
But there was a car that was swept away a little bit in off of Old Oregon and Old Alturas when the waters were up a few weeks ago.
Well, that is dangerous when people
are
trying to go through.
That is, especially moving water. And so that's what we want to avoid. And if you live near the river, you probably live there long enough, be watching those water levels as they come up and make preparations going from there. We have heard some confirmed reports from the Anderson agencies that there were some water into some homes last night and yesterday that are very, very close to the river, right near the North Street Bridge.
Well, it might be nice if you're planning on buying a house by the river. Wait till after this one so you can see how much water damage.
Yeah, this is a pretty high. Some say it's within a 50-year flood. Some say in 100. But it's definitely way up there. Bob and I at the break were discussing in the 1960s, like we did, talked about that Ward's building being flooded in that area, which is off of Park Marina in Athens.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, good morning, hon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I have a question for Tom. Last week, Tehama County Board of Supervisors voted on a resolution that basically says that they do not want to be part of a sanctuary state jurisdiction and that they would enforce all federal immigration laws. My question, Tom, is would you support something like that in Shasta County?
I have not seen that resolution that I've been aware of it, but I have not had a chance to read it, and so that's what it depends on, of course. Then the Board of Supervisors would have to vote on it. We have met, state sheriffs have met with the new Attorney General Javier Becerra. He was explaining the Trust Act and the Truth Act. There's a new piece of legislation is very onerous for sheriffs. But we do have to comply with the law, and we also have to comply with federal law with that. And I've recently met with representatives from ICE and what their job is to work on finding people that are here illegally in the interior part of the United States, as Border Patrol is through Homeland Security, and they have our borders, of course, and what they do. And we will work and comply with the law.
Care if they say it's a sanctuary city. That's the bad. I mean, the bottom line is
sanctuary
no
city
matter
really
what the
means
city,
nothing yeah, authoritarily. You right. still have to comply with the law.
No, that's it. But they say, you know, so they say, hey, we're not going to have our cities turn in illegals to the feds. You're just saying we're going to do our job.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Now, what if they threaten you?
That's not a good thing to do.
Well, I know but you know what I mean. But what if they say, well, wait a minute, you're still doing this. You're still giving people to them.
Bottom line, we're complying with the law.
What about these stupid laws that go against the Constitution for guns? Can't we become a sanctuary county for gun laws?
I think there was one county considering that. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I know. That's what
but
I'm too.
Again, we don't, as sheriffs, we're not the legislative branch. We're not right. the judicial branch. We're part of the executive branch. We don't make the laws. We do have to comply with the laws. And so when you say unconstitutional laws, they don't become unconstitutional
until they go through
they go through the court process. We believe they can be, and they are being challenged. I know that the California Rifle Pistol Association and NRA is working with the Western State Sheriff's Association and taking two cases. They combined them into one, Peruta and Richards. They're working at petitioning SCOTUS to hear the CCW on good cause. And so they're challenging
from,
that.
From San Diego.
And so I've joined in that in an amicus brief as well as about another dozen sheriffs throughout the state for challenging that decision from the Ninth Circuit.
When do we turn in our high-capacity mags?
Probably never. But that has been
– because I understand you're hiring another deputy, a part-time deputy, just to collect all those high-capacity mags that people are going to line up to hand to you.
That's a big fat no. they're big – for people lining up. That didn't work out very well in Los Angeles either when they passed an ordinance because nobody turned them in. But the magazine ban law goes into effect July 1. They did try to make some regulations regarding that. And then the Department of Justice, when I say they, that was Department of Justice, California, recalled those regulations, and they still have to work them out. Also regarding the assault weapons, we just kind of refer to them as AWs. They had some regulations coming up on AWs as well, and then they've recalled those. the AW.
You can't even register them. You're supposed to be registering.
You're supposed to be registering, and they're supposed to come out with some other regulations. So because, but they expanded the regulations so much that went outside the scope of the law, and then that's what got challenged. And that law takes effect January 1, 2018.
Do you ever get tired of this stuff?
No,
I mean, if you guys are out, okay, let me ask you a question. You've got a guy shooting out, a deputy out there shooting on Redding Gun Club.
Mm-hmm.
Or Keswick or whatever.
Anywhere, yeah.
And you see somebody out there with a high-capacity mag shooting, is your guy going to go over and arrest him?
No.
Is he going to give him a ticket?
No.
Okay.
Nor are we going to be knocking on doors.
Okay.
Either.
All right. That's all I was asking. No, because, you know, I mean, because...
But now
I,
if you're
I,
a criminal?
Now, that's... Yeah, then that's, you, something, that's something you just pile it on.
And that's what we call...
Aren't you a criminal if you have a high-capacity mag?
Well, that's what we call discretion.
Okay.
So if you're going down the freeway at 75 miles an hour in a 65, the officer pulls you over. Yeah, you're illegal. But that officer's choice can be not to give you a ticket and give you a warning, even though it's a violation of the law. And so that's where you use discretion. Now, if you're driving down at 75 and you have a suspended license and your car's not registered, you're probably going to maybe get it towed away and get some more tickets.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Okay, hey, we're at 8:30. Time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by, and I hope everybody listened to me yesterday, because I'm giving you, I've talked about Four Winds Jewelry, which is a way to set yourself up for Valentine's Day. And I also talked about Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Another great place. This is where Linda shops. It's where so many of her friends shop. 1322 Pine Street at Dandelion. They have an assortment of clothing and jewelry and Brighton bags. They have it all there. And really, really nice people and a very, very great store for ladies to shop in. And for you guys to go in there and find some really neat stuff to buy your ladies. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back with
How
Sheriff Tom
water,
Basinka.
2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Bad Bob Belongi here. And, of course, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. Tim and Logan are there. You know, D.C. is still recovering from a knee operation. Still the best place in the world to get a haircut. Still discounts for seniors and veterans. And still a veteran-owned business. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens. Right up the street from Classic Cafe.
You know, we got a little bit of sad news, too. I'm in the one of the many civic organizations that I'm involved in. I'm in the Asphalt Cowboys. And a long-term cowboy, Gary Cressy, passed away this last night.
One of Redding's.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolute.
And kind of, kind of the voice of Shasta Speedway, announcer down there for many, many, many years.
And he was the one that kind of ran all of us announcers during the rodeo parade.
Yes.
You know, during the parade that was put
just
on.
Just a great guy, but he passed away. We just got word of that this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, we've got people waiting on the phone, but we'll get to them. Bob's on the other line again right now. So, yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that because he is, you know, he was very well known around town, very well respected. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Basenko?
Yes, I did. Good morning, gentlemen. I saw this on Facebook. It was a post by the Sacramento Bee on February 13th. Our legislature, in its infinite wisdom, is looking at AB 424, which would eliminate the loophole allowing boards to allow guns on school campuses. So a board could decide, like a couple of, they referenced a school in Fresno where their board picked, the superintendent picked five teachers to carry guns. But I know a couple of our schools have allowed concealed carry.
That's correct, Jan, and thank you for calling in.
Good question, Jan.
A couple of years ago, prior to a couple of years ago, the law allowed concealed carry on school campuses. There was an exemption for concealed carry holders, even though you had the gun-free zones on school campuses. And then, as a result of a bill that was signed into law, it banned concealed carry on school campuses, schools, colleges, and universities included, and the carrying of ammunition, unless the superintendent or the board of trustees for the school district approved that. And so within Shasta County, the Anderson Union High School District, representing Anderson and West Valley, their board quickly approved concealed carry. They, I believe, was the first one in the state. Since then, there's been a number of school districts throughout the state that have allowed concealed carry, some for the teachers. And within the Shasta County here, Shasta Union High School District has allowed concealed carry for people. Which takes in Shasta and Foothill and, I believe, Enterprise. The North Cow Creek School District allowed concealed carry there. And Columbia allowed it for the teachers to have the guns in their cars, at least fairly close by. So Shasta County was one of the leaders in that aspect. But it does not surprise me that this bill would be coming forward to change that. The legislature is controlled by a two-thirds supermajority now by the Democrats, and we'll probably see another plethora of anti-gun bills coming through the legislature for this session.
All right, Tom.
But thanks for calling in, Jan.
Well, Jan's got another question. Jan, you're back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jan.
Your question.
Oh, I was listening to the radio. Don't they know that gun-free zones are safe zones are not safe?
I don't know.
And what can we do about this?
Jan, if they do, they certainly don't understand it, and I don't know if they care. You're right, because the majority of shootings that have occurred and these tragedies that have occurred across the United States have occurred in gun-free zones, on schools, universities, military bases, and all those were gun-free zones. And then in some places across the United States, we've seen in the news where people carrying concealed have averted a tragedy and engaged robbers and other ones helping. There was one recently somewhere else in the United States that assisted a police officer.
Yeah, shot the guy.
And saved the officer's life.
In fact, there were two incidents like that, Tom, in the last month, let's say. You know, Jan, I think it gets down to this. Is people thinking in a gun-free zone makes you safe when absolutely it doesn't. When I see things like please no guns in the theater. You know what I think? I think, well, I'm glad that I've got it here because in case something does happen. But, you know, I can't just rely on the fact there may be a couple of police or sheriff's deputies or the sheriff in the crowd. So you've got to kind of rely on that. So
in Shasta County here, we're definitely a gun county.
We're gun county.
And we have approximately 7,600 concealed carry permits and climbing in Shasta County, and we're one of the top issuing counties.
Okay, Jan, we got other
but
people.
If this law passes, they don't even trust our boards, a school board, to make a decision for their own school.
Excellent point.
That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
I agree. But
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
It is wrong. And the Democrats are wrong. Are they saying this is going to be like a separate state board that's going to say if it's okay?
Well, I can tell you that there wouldn't be any state board saying okay based on the makeup of the state legislature right now.
You know what? The time has come for 51. Of course, that came years ago. Yeah. All right. Before we get to Nick, a question is, can we combine the sheriff's department and the police department, cut back on all the admin and all that, and put all those people back on – I mean, don't fire anybody, but just put all those extra people out onto the streets.
And what that person's question is referring to is similar to a metro police department. The only metro police department that I'm aware of on the West Coast is Las Vegas Metro, and they combined the city of Las Vegas and the county sheriffs there decades ago due to some political issues there. And in California, there are no metro PDs. Most of the time, the incorporated cities, that's at their discretion. They can have a police department or contract with the sheriff like we do in Shasta Lake. Contracting is very big in a number of counties, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Sonoma. There's some others throughout the state. So that's up to the governing entities in those jurisdictions, the city council and the Board of Supervisors. But I don't see it happening here in California.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be battles. I tell you, it's just going to get worse and worse. Now, let's go to Nick. Good morning, Nick.
When we get 51, we can make up our own rules. We don't have to worry about Las Vegas or California.
We'll just make our own rules. Yeah.
That's right. And we need to, too. Somebody needs to stand up to us. I've got a comment, and then I've got a question. My comment is, Tom, I like you personally. I think you're a great guy, and I think you're a good sheriff and a really good sheriff. But if you don't get Shasta mugshots back up on the Internet, depending on who my choice is, I might not vote for you next time.
Well,
the same thing, I think that the paper should have a police log. We should be able to know who's in our community and what's going on. Here's my question. My question is it still legal to transport your long guns? I know they have to be covered now. Can they have ammunition in the magazine but not one in the chamber?
Under state law, yes, if you are not hunting. Let me back up. Yes and no. If you're hunting, it's not considered loaded if you have ammunition in the magazine. Under the penal code, it is considered loaded if it is in the magazine. It can be. So it makes it a little bit different on interpretation. So that falls under it depends. It depends on where you are. If you're in Los Angeles, probably not going to be so good. If you're in Shasta County, probably won't be a problem.
And 51, the only depends we're going to have is what old people put on.
Okay,
hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
and
Nick.
And then regarding the mug shots, remember it was because of a computer system. We have a very antiquated one. We're trying to upgrade our records management system with Reading PD and Anderson PD, and they don't talk together when there's upgrades. And so this, it becomes costly to make that bridge is what they call it. And then also for any upgrades, it can have that change. And so we're working on that antiquated system. And in regards to the daily logs, the police sometimes are called logs, blotters. The media does have that available to them. For the sheriff's office, we put it out every day. It's public information, and that's where they get some of their information. Other smaller newspapers just kind of like print the log right off the internet. So that is available to them. But thanks for calling
in. You know, with those mugshots, it just scared me, some of the pictures I saw in there and the crimes that the people had committed. I didn't realize those people were in our community,
and
it gave me all the more reason to lock and load.
Well, Shasta Mugshots was not the sheriff's office. That was a separate business entity that posted the mugshots. They basically mined them off of our website. And then one of the problems with that is it wasn't always accurate. Sometimes they had the wrong names on there. And then if you wanted to have your mugshot taken off of Shasta Mugshots, even though you were on there, you paid a fee and you could get your name taken on there. So they weren't accurate, and that was the problem. And then if something, your mugshot got on there somehow by accident, it's still floating around on the internet, and there had been cases throughout the United States that people had sued as a result of that because they were having a hard time getting a job and moving around. So there are some drawbacks to it if there's mistakes made.
Thank you very much.
You
have a
bet, Nick.
Day.
Thanks,
Nick. Hope to have your vote next time.
okay. I need to take a break here. But the thing I really want to talk about when we come back is this. It's just no change at all as far as the ability to put people away in jail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you bet. We'll talk about jail beds.
Chief Paletti said he's got this plan. He's mostly, talked to people about it. I have other people sending me things about how you can, you just clear out the things from the basement, put those over in the old garage. They put 64 more beds there. But the bottom line, frankly, is you said years ago, I need 1,000 more seats. Okay, but if we had 200, is there anybody that has just gone down to the penal authority in this state and said, what is the very minimum we can do to put people in a holding before, pretrial confinement?
Oh, I can already address that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Right. I'd like to do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is a business. This isn't a part-time job. This is a business for retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty and his team. He's got over 25 instructors here, all NRA trained, all have got further training in their background. All of them are experienced in handling firearms. It's the most complete CCW training you're going to get, plus the advanced pistol classes and the tactical rifle classes. The advanced pistol and the tactical rifle are going on April 30th. How do you sign up? You go to readingccw.com, or you give him a call at 530-999-1822. All of this is under Northern Firearms Instruction. You're not going to find a better place to train. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinka.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I turned on his mic just as he coughed. And so he blew
out my head.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I never know what's coming up next. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 49 degrees. It's going to go up to 67 today. Rain is going to begin today. It's going to rain through the weekend, but not as bad as it was before. But we're still going to get about 3 inches of rain, which is, you know, hopefully that, you know, maybe it goes a little bit further south and that Oroville doesn't get hammered again and that we've got enough rain right now, too. Right here, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Anderson, City of Anderson business down there. He went down there because it was too hard to get permitted here in Reading. Didn't take him long down there. It took him a week. 10 minutes, again, before the hour of 9 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. And our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basinko of Shasta County. The now there's, you know, questions coming on about, hey, stop the Turtle Bay tourism subsidy and create the sobering center. We've already got places we put people in, you know, they're screwed up. But a sobering center is a great idea. But what are we going to do? I mean, has anybody talked to the state about what is the very minimum we have to do to be able to hold people in pretrial confinement?
I'm not sure if you what you mean by what's the bare minimum we need to hold them in pretrial.
Well, you know,
when we're holding a person
got...
in a jail, there's all these rules and regulations, and it's called Title 15 and Title 24, and that's what regulates jails. So, like, when they're in custody, the minimum that we have to do, we have to give them 3 meals a day. Those meals have to be designed by a nutritionist and a dietitian, and has to be so many calories and vegetables.
Okay, that's cool.
We have to give them medical care. We
yes.
have to give them a bunk. We have to give them a mattress and blankets.
What about the facility they're in? Does it have to be? Can it be something like a motel room?
It has to. Good point. Because then it has to be so many square feet for a cell. There has to be so much what we call a day room, which is kind of like what would be like a living room where your tables are. They have to have a table to eat at. We can't make them unless they're under some type of discipline. We can't make them eat in their cell. So they have to have a seat at the table. And so they have to have so many hours of exercise per week. than ability to shower. There's all these rules and regulations. Part of it is still treating a human as a human being. We're not a third world country. And so,
how about a trailer park?
A trailer.
Can we do that?
Well, you'd have to. When you say these things like a trailer park or different things, these facilities, when they're used 24 hours a day, and especially under inmates or depending on the type of inmates that you have in there, they go under tremendous use and abuse. You'd be surprised what you can see some of the abuse that inmates do to in cells and to the jail parts that makes it very difficult. You have to have build them very industrial strength. And even you and I have talked about like mobile housing units like they use in the military.
For the military, they bring them in and, and there's – I mean they're – I guess if you have people that are, like that are trying to destroy it, that's one thing. But I can't believe that every one of them, if they have a decent room.
Like a mobile housing unit, I haven't been in one, but it would be like a barracks and for the men and women of our people of the armed services to live in. If that was like in a work camp, that would probably work, something like that. If it was for some of these very serious career criminals that we have, probably would not work for that.
Well, those are the ones you'd keep in the jail itself. But it just seems like if you could push like 200 of these people that you're arresting all the time, and you put them in something like this and find the bare minimum it takes. I mean, because you can always feed them. Of course, they get fed and all these other things. And I just think is that if we could come up with something like that.
That is where you incur your biggest expense. The building, even though, let's say, a building can cost tens of millions of dollars. But even if you spent, pick a number, $5 million for a building, the operational cost for your staffing, the meals, the medical services that we have to give to inmates, all the other parts, that's the expensive part because that's ongoing. The building is a
one-time.
Would it
be cheaper to contract them out?
You could contract with other counties, yes.
No, I mean contract your people to watch them. Have private industry come in here and do it.
That's prohibited by – you'd have to change the law. It's prohibited by California law.
I mean, it's your jail, but you hire contractors to come in and guard them and to feed them. So you just like you come to an entity in here in town and say, hey, look, I need this much food. It's got to be these kind of calories every day.
Yes, you can. Well, yes and no. There's also a rule against that under California law that if you end up contracting it, you can't displace county workers. The unions had that put in place that they couldn't be replaced by just private contractors.
That's true. But if you've increased the number of people, Tom, then you could do that. You're not decreasing the number of county workers. You're just bringing in contractors, for a period of time until you get these people off the streets.
I'm just saying, you're trying to think of ideas.
I know, but there's so many damn rules about it. But I think there's ways around this. So a guy wants to destroy one of these jails. Fine, take somebody else out of the jail, and because that's hard time. Your jail's hard time.
Right.
There's no such. I mean, they go out into a courtyard where there's a basketball. That's it.
And that's what we. We don't like just sit at our desk and twiddle our thumbs and say, oh, gee. But we try and think of these ideas, and we discuss them with our attorneys and go back and forth.
Well, then there's something that we pay five county supervisors $300,000 a year to come up with ideas. And this has been going on for 5 years, that we still don't have a place to put these low-life –
it's like
jerks that are making people's lives harder here, hard-working, tax-paying people.
And that's the very frustrating part for me is being able to find that space and find the money. Like at the basement of the jail, we have the kitchen and the laundry and some storage down there.
Yeah.
That could be converted for bed space. It would take some millions of dollars to do it. But then if we can do that, where do we get the millions of dollars to convert it and millions of dollars to run it with the increased services? Excuse me, still working on my cold. And then having that kitchen and laundry facility somewhere off-site to still provide the food for the jail. We desperately need more beds. We understand that. I don't think there will be more money coming for jail beds within the state. They've already put about $2 billion into these programs of various bills. And, again, the legislature is more into trying to push it towards rehabilitation and keeping people out of jails than actually building more beds or prisons, and we still need that. It's very, very frustrating. And you see 109
Prop 47 and 57. 57 was, again, just designed for getting more people out of prison so they can get away from the three-judge panel. It's going to increase crime. We talked about these inmate crews from prison putting up the sandbags. Well, I was talking to some of the inmates yesterday, and they were somewhat quizzing me on Prop 47 and Prop 57. I was quizzing them back. They know the law
pretty well
because they sit around and study it and talk about it and what's going out. These I was talking about four of them. Person was in for working at the conservation camp, working for already 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Working, they were in for armed robbery, transportation, sales, burglary. And so these were the persons that are doing time for that.
They're getting out.
Yeah, and they get out pretty quickly because they get a significant amount of credits.
You know, we were all waiting in line yesterday, and it was a long line. And I thought, well, you know, this is less than $900. In fact, this is less than $50. I think I'm just going to walk out because nothing's going to happen.
And there's people doing that here in Shasta County and throughout California.
Think about that. They just walk out with this stuff because
nothing's
going to happen.
And what Carl is referring to was Prop 47 that changed it to $950 or less is a misdemeanor into a commercial building.
Sheriff Tom, thanks for being here.
Love coming in. Thank you so much.
Did you come over here in a boat?
I did not come over here in a boat, but ask people, be careful out there. Watch for that water rising and the storms coming in. Drive carefully and take precautions. If you need sandbags, there's sand available throughout Shasta County, cities of Redding and Anderson as well, and get sandbags at a variety of locations.
Tom, I think what you're renting out your work crews, right?
We don't rent them out.
Oh, you don't rent them out? Okay, got it.
But thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Tom, for coming in here. I know you take a lot of abuse from me. Okay. Tomorrow Trish Clark's going to be here, and we're going to be turning it loose again tomorrow. So join us 7 o'clock Thursday morning. It's Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump today meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. More from Greg Clugston.
After 8 years of prickly relations with Barack Obama, Prime Minister Netanyahu arrives at the White House for a meeting with President Trump.
They will discuss ways to advance and strengthen the special relationship between our two countries and stability in the Middle East.
Spokesman Sean Spicer says the two leaders will consult on a range of issues, including security threats from Iran, Syria, and terrorist groups. They'll also discuss efforts to secure an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has told NATO allies that they must start increasing defense spending by year-end or the Trump administration will moderate its commitment to them. That's according to a text of his remarks to the alliance's 27 other